Blog Talk Radio.
Our founding fathers, faced with perils that we can scarcely imagine, drafted a charter to assure the rule of law and the rights of man, a charter expanded by the blood of generations. Those ideals still light the world, and we will not give them up for expedience's sake. And so, to all the other peoples and governments who are watching today, from the grandest capitals to the small village where my father was born, know that America is a friend of each nation and every man, woman, and child who seeks a future of peace and dignity, and we are ready to lead once more. Recall that earlier generations faced down fascism and communism not just with missiles and tanks, but with the sturdy alliances and enduring convictions. They understood that our power alone cannot protect us, nor does it entitle us to do as we please. Instead, they knew that our power grows through its prudent use. Our security emanates from the justness of our cause, the force of our example, the tempering qualities of humility and restraint. We are the keepers of this legacy. Guided by these principles once more, we can meet those new threats that demand even greater effort, even greater cooperation and understanding between nations. We will begin to responsibly leave Iraq to its people and forge a hard-earned peace in Afghanistan. With old friends and former foes, we will work tirelessly to lessen the nuclear threat and roll back the specter of a warming planet. We will not apologize for our way of life, nor will we waver in its defense. And for those who seek to advance their aims by inducing terror and slaughtering innocents, we say to you now that our spirit is stronger and cannot be broken. You cannot outlast us, and we will defeat you. For we know that our patchwork heritage is a strength, not a weakness. We are a nation of Christians and Muslims, Jews and Hindus, and non-believers. We are shaped by every language and culture, drawn from every end of this earth. And because we have tasted the bitter swill of civil war and segregation and emerged from that dark chapter stronger and more united, we cannot help but believe that the old hatreds shall someday pass, that the lines of tribes shall soon dissolve, that as the world grows smaller, our common humanity shall reveal itself, and that America must play its role in ushering in a new era of peace. To the Muslim world, we seek a new way forward based on mutual interest and mutual respect. To those leaders around the globe who seek to sow conflict or blame their society's ills on the West, know that your people will judge you on what you can build, not what you destroy. To those who cling to power through corruption and deceit and the silencing of dissent, know that you are on the wrong side of history, but that we will extend a hand if you are willing to unclench your fist. To the people of poor nations, we pledge to work alongside you to make your farms flourish and let clean waters flow, to nourish starved bodies and feed hungry minds. And to those nations like ours that enjoy relative plenty, we say we can no longer afford indifference to the suffering outside our borders, nor can we consume the world's resources without regard to effect. For the world has changed, and we must change with it.
Best of the worst. It's worse than that, Stockholm.
It's alive!
Live from the pit, we welcome you to step into the abyss.
And happy inauguration day to everybody. Yes, Barack Obama is now the president officially. Okay. That's what I said.
Oh, that's true. If anyone didn't know yet, he actually became president today. That is true.
Yeah. And here I was actually expecting B to jump back in, and wouldn't you imagine that? Yes.
Is he gone?
Yeah, he's gone. So, no big deal. Welcome, everybody, to another stunning edition of The Abyss. You just stepped inside. Thanks for joining us. This week, yeah, we're taking another completely different turn, and we're talking politics. Why? Well, honestly, you really want to know honestly why we're talking politics?
Why?
Because...
endorsements.
Yeah, that's really what's going on, and we really have nothing else to talk about.
Well, what I would like to say, first of all, is that all day I have been speaking in these sentence fragments because I have been watching the inauguration. And this, apparently, is how great men speak. What do you think? You like that?
Oh, I could actually understand Bruce. That was cool.
Excellent. Wow. That was a cross between Barack Obama and William Shatner. And I'd like to take this opportunity to announce that since history has been made today, we have the first African-American president. History is being made. Children will learn about this in history classes for decades, years and years to come. And I would like to celebrate that by saying I have a small stockpile of special Barack Obama commemorative plates. They are they're hand painted by little
from Kenya,
most Kenyan, yes hand painted Kenya by like pygmy, and they're making like 25 cents a year, and it's a lot of money for them. They live in huts, and these are historic, and that's my big joke. Okay, go. Hey, what's up, guys?
But it works. I mean, speaking in the sentence fragments, really.
We painted a picture of Barack Obama looking at John F. Kennedy right on the coin. Look at that. It's a collector's item.
Is anyone else? Yeah, I mean, it's great that it's a big piece of history and everything else, but what a cash cow when you have Montel Williams out of nowhere supporting these collectible coins that were actually minted in the mint in Hawaii. And that's actually where his mother was from. So this is a big deal. That's actually where Obama's grandmother was from. That's a big deal. So I mean,
I imagine walking along the mall there, and I imagine all the inflatable Obama and Obama action figures, and
like maybe
Obama,
one of those the flailing inflatable guys like Obama.
Yeah, stop right there. Inflatable Obamas. I mean, seriously.
Why not, man?
Inflatable Obama love dolls.
Why? Somebody somewhere wants one.
That's true.
If you can conceive of it, somebody somewhere wants one. I'm waiting for the Joe Biden action figure. You pull the string and it tells you all about how it used to hang out with Franklin Roosevelt during the Civil War in 1926. So that was a.
Well, aside before we get into the political stuff.
Political lickle. That's nice.
Political lickle. Hey, I think I just coined it. It's the political lickle. You may notice that we have one less loud mouth tonight, and that is because our dearest friend Scott, well, he is – how do I say this?
In a better place. Education.
Yeah, actually, that's honestly, I was going to try to make it sound like he died or something, but, that just wouldn't –
Yeah.
He's gone to college.
He's gone to college.
He pulled a Steve from Blue's Clues on us. He advanced from the Blue's Clues, and he went off to college. Now we're going
to
get Joe.
At the college he's going to, apparently he has absolutely no access to a computer anywhere
on
campus.
Does have complete access to a computer, and he's begging us to make it a 9 o'clock slot. However, 9 o'clock is just a little too late for me. I don't know. We'll talk about that later. Well, yeah, but you're up like 3 o'clock in the morning, so.
3 o'clock in the morning for me, man.
Somebody has to make fun of the Montel Williams paid programming ads.
I'll make fun of Montel Williams all night long.
We are going to welcome Scott back anytime he wants to come on. We're going to try to do some special shows with him. Scott is not gone. He is just busy as hell, and he is going to be doing much better stuff.
Scott is a celebutant, okay,
yes.
And we treat him as such.
That's right.
Not
that we're trying to replace Scott in any way, because we're not, because we love Scott. Scott's one of the founding fathers.
But, you know,
God.
Yeah. I mean, hey, Scott, what's up, buddy?
No, but we are going to have a special guest sit in with us next week, and, yeah.
Wow.
A special co-host, as you will.
You I know nothing about this.
Yeah, you guys are dying to know who this is, don't you?
Considering I just now found out about it, I don't think I can be dying to know yet. I think I've got to actually rev up some interest first. Then I'll be dying, you know. Right now I'm just like,
Bruce. This special guest is from Hawaii. That is one of the.
Does he have his face on a coin?
With Kennedy on the back of his head or her head.
Somebody's had his face on somebody from the show's nipples before.
Uh-oh.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything.
I'm just saying.
But for the right price, you can also have his face on your nipples.
I'm confused.
Yeah, you will be confused.
And my nipples are perfect the way they are, thank you. Oh, that's a conversation stopper.
I was like, well, where can we go from that?
I don't know.
I agree.
I thought we were talking politics today.
Yeah, we are talking politics eventually, you know.
Oh, okay.
See, and that's the one.
Nipples are good with me, man. If you want to go politicky nipple.
I would. Buy Obama's nipples. Something must be done. You guys are going to be watching Lost? Okay.
What?
What was that?
Are you guys going to be watching Lost? I'm really looking forward to the season premiere of Lost. Big fan.
I'm almost willing to just to boost the ratings away from Idol more and more. But that's what I'm saying. I never really got into Lost, to be honest. But
well, American Idol, you know, it was good until they televised like every single second of it. I mean, here, you know, here's a 2-hour show showing how people arrive at the bus station for the 2-hour premiere of 2 hours. You know, give me a break. Here's 4 hours. You know,
and then you get to the point that after all, it's just singing. Like at least America's Got Talent, you could see some weird gong show style thing.
Yeah, some tap dancer fall on his ass.
Some variety, you know? It's a karaoke contest. And
it is. It's all middle of the road crap, too, you know? It's all just like lounge singing. But I'm a huge Lost fan, and I'm just looking forward to it big time. You got to watch Lost?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely do. But the problem with me is that I have to. You know, before I would get like 3 or 4 episodes saved up on the TiVo. Well, now. Because of my current financial situation.
right, got it.
To say about that, because of my current financial situation, I have to watch it as it happens. And unfortunately, me and regularly scheduled programs do not happen.
No, neither. I have the same problem with 24. I can't watch. I have to like build up 4 or 5 episodes.
You need to get the original TiVo and get a VCR and get the little timer on there, the clock. I'm telling you. Cheaper than TiVo, at least.
Yeah, but it's just not that good.
Yeah.
What?
And these are my nips.
Oh, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, so let me play this little clip here, and yeah, I don't know. I'm just killing 45 minutes tonight. We really don't have too much of a topic going on.
This another Obama clip?
No, this is actually a bit of a throwback for those of our audience who have followed B-Square, Preston, and myself various...
That's so weird you should mention that, Eric. I have my old computer, and I found some old episodes of a certain show that we started with, so... Oh.
Really?
I mean, yeah, well, the first two episodes, the first episode was just you, second episode was just you and Matt, and we're talking about how Toy Story Mania might be cool as Spider-Man since you can shoot.
Oh, do you honestly have those?
Yeah, and the original Halloween Horror Nights show, yep.
Oh, you have to send those to me because I don't have any of those first 10 episodes.
I think I have like three or four of like some of the first groups. I need to get the jump drive out and convert, just change them over.
Yeah, please do. But anyway, yeah, this is a little bit of a clip of, to give you a little bit of an idea of who may be coming. Who may be sitting in with us next week? Just a little teaser here.
Who wants to go to Disney?
I do.
Yeah, we can see Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And we can see Aladdin.
Yeah.
And we can see Tigger.
Yeah, man, does that bring memories or what?
That was my favorite intro of all time. I mean, it's kind of lost some of its spark, but that was right after the whole Tigger thing. So it was.
Yeah, that's the intro to a much better podcast than this. What's
hey, Bruce.
Hey, I'm just being mean. Did I mention
this particular episode?
Have plates. They have Obama say it. Plates. 1995.
So, yeah, we are going to have a special guest next week sitting in, a special co-host sitting in. I don't know. Who knows what will happen with that, but it should be a lot of fun. I guarantee you that next week's show will be a lot more interesting than this week's show. but
apologizing for this week's show, folks.
Yeah, because basically this week it's just us sitting around bullshitting.
No, I was going to say, let me jump in since we're at least on the inauguration topic. We'll talk about it's a beautiful thing that Americans are inspired to vote and, you know, they got the guy that the majority wanted in. That's awesome. But what the cash cow thing, the 7-Eleven down the road for me, $1.75 for a coffee mug that says I Heart Obama.
Yeah.
Or Disney, reportedly Disney, offering Obama so many $1 million to get his daughters on an episode of Hannah Montana.
Wow.
And I'm sure you guys have already heard about the latest issue of Spider-Man. It takes place on today, Inauguration Day. And
yeah.
Peter Parker is taking pictures of Obama and spots an evil goatee-type Obama.
We all know that evil twins always have goatees, right?
Goatee, that's how you know. but I don't think he has a goatee. That was just me being a smartass. But it's the same kind of story, but evil twin Obama.
Really?
I think next week I'll grow a goatee and do the show as my evil twin from the alternate universe.
Now, and that makes you wonder, since Marvel and Obama made this deal, there's actually like a deal that went down with this. Could Obama bring Captain America back? Or could Obama be Captain America? I saw someone's avatar and it had a photoshopped Captain America outfit on Obama with his shield and everything.
Stranger things have happened. You know, they were never going to resurrect Bucky and they resurrected Bucky.
Well, and here's the thing, like, with how much Disney, I know Disney is, you know, the lowest of low lately when it comes to marketing, but I almost half expect Hall of Presidents to open with an Obama gift shop, like T-shirts and everything.
Oh, well, sure. Aren't they putting an Obama figure in there?
Oh, yeah. It's a huge refurbishment in general, but, yeah, they closed it in November, and it's not opening until, like, July, so that's quite a – I think they're just going to make it Hall of Obama. I'm pretty sure.
Yes. All of Obama.
Great moments so far with Mr. Obama.
Terrible.
Yes.
Well, I think the president, you know, in the Hall of Presidents, whoever the sitting president was at the time, the audio-animatronic figure would stand up and would like recite an excerpt from one of his speeches. I recall seeing the George W. Bush stand up and talk, which is actually more coordinated than the real George W. Bush.
That's true. That's true.
And
well, the Disney Imagineers were very hard.
When I was there, I saw it happen. People would boo him.
Yeah.
The time, and Disney just hated that. So now they're going to take that part out completely, and the president's not going to, the sitting president's not even going to say anything at all.
Yeah, really? Is that the rumor? I never heard that.
That's what I heard. And Barack Obama will, however, walk across the water and turn one churro into like 50 for the whole crowd.
Obama cried. But there's actually a song, if you look that up, from a folk radio show. But
I'm sure there is.
But, but that's the way the attraction's always been. That would be really weird to change that format of current president speaking and then Lincoln's speech. I mean,
we call it the Bush because, they think it's going on for too long and people are just getting bored.
Yeah, that's why they're trying to change that whole slideshow opening, which isn't the most exciting thing anymore, the panoramic painting. And it almost feels like we're moving for a second.
Yeah, that went over in 1956, but, you know.
Now it's not going, it's going right over the heads. But, I mean,
go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, Bush may not have been the greatest president in many people's eyes, but it's more the people. I mean, that just doesn't belong in the theme park. There's got to be some respect there somewhere.
I'm waiting for us. They take the whole thing, just ditch the whole Hall of Presidents concept, and turn it into President-tastic. Mastertronic President-tacular.
Tonight, in George Bush's imagination, Obama will fight. Forget that. How about a Sleepy Hollow attraction for Liberty Square? I mean, a dark ride would be excellent.
Wow. No, but the Hall of Presidents, Walt Disney loved the Hall of Presidents.
Yeah.
You know what? Walt Disney may have liked it, but, you know, it's still boring as hell.
The animatronics are impressive if you actually look at the ones who are sitting and just nod. Like, during the show, they will whisper to each other. They check notes. I think that's cool and almost creepy when they look out into the audience. But
I think it's really cool. More of that. I want to see more of that.
Yeah, The American Adventure is a brilliant show. The American Adventure, the animatronics are great.
Well, I think they could take the Hall of Presidents and actually turn that into a dark ride. I mean, I think that would be a lot more entertaining, a lot more interesting than sitting there watching the goddamn president's.
Look out for William Henry Harrison. Whoa!
So how about Obama's cousin from Kenya builds this huge simulator contraption, and in the middle you just see Obama's face, just on the screen, just on that.
We're on the edge of the cliff. No one move.
And then all of a sudden, Obama gets up there. Most random damn ride.
African American lady scream.
Hercules.
You could end up in Hawaii, actually. You could. Obama and Stitch could go on a Hawaiian adventure.
There you go.
You know they want to.
Have a magic. See, all the jokes that I come up with, man, I can't tell one of them. And it's shame. For the next 4 to 8 years, white comedians are just going to be stymied. You know, they just can't tell any fucking jokes. Unless Carlos Mencia, you're screwed.
Well, let's turn this around here a little bit and let's talk about, Obama is supposed to be this big president of change. We are so screwed right now.
Yes, we are. No doubt about that.
I mean, the State of the Union, honestly, is just in the complete shitter.
And what's funny about it is I happen to be roommates. My two roommates are a couple of Republicans. To this day, right now, I have a friend of my friend left for work about 3 hours ago. He told, before he left, he blamed the state of the economy right now on Bill Clinton.
On Bill Clinton. And they will. The Republicans will sit there and say, wow, Bill Clinton screwed everything up. That's why and you just can't win with a lot of those people.
Well, now there is some truth to that. It is a lot of the president before the current one, without a doubt.
Well, free trade did screw a lot of things up, no doubt about that. NAFTA screwed a lot. But I mean, if Bush had wanted to fix that, he had 8 years to do it.
And we'd be hitting it right now. Right.
Now, if Obama sits on his ass for 8 years, and if 8 years goes by and everything's the same as it is now, you know, okay. But I mean, Bush had the time to, why didn't he change? He wanted to change all this stuff. Why didn't he do it? Why didn't he change all the Clinton economic policies?
See, I see this as going two different ways with Obama. Either, you know, the most positive scenario is everyone who voted for him is really enthusiastic and believes in what they voted in, and that encourages him to keep to his promises, and the people encourage them to spend the money and help the economy by just being, you know, the proper non-stealing thieving citizen. Yeah. But that's the positive.
Obama's job is to create jobs, and our job is to get people
off of welfare, to get people off of abusing the system, and you know. But on the negative side, the worst thing that could happen is that people just think Obama's going to do it all, and he's the savior and the promise, and then nothing happens. So,
yeah, I'm getting a lot of that. I understand where a lot of that on the right.
Because people think, oh, this guy's talking to us. This guy knows the little
people. Obama. Well, I mean, give me a break. I mean,
yeah, Obama. You know, it's the same people that buy the coffee mugs for $1.75 that says, "I love Obama."
On top of seeing Jesus' face in omelets and tortillas, now they can see Obama's face in omelets and tortillas.
You guys just kind of touched on something. It can go one of two ways. It could either go very successful, he turns things around, or it's not going to. I honestly think that things are so screwed up right now that it doesn't matter. Unless there is some big miracle and things just automatically start.
Obama reveals he's the Antichrist and...
Anything happens that turns...
I don't care if he's the Antichrist, if he turns the economy. Honest to God, I don't. You know, I don't care.
So, I really don't think that it's going to matter in the next 4 years. In 4 years, things aren't going to be much better. If you look at it, it was kind of like the way it was at the end of the Reagan era. Everything was kind of going in the toilet. Everybody was just burnt out on all this excess and all this other crap that was happening. And Bush came along. Bush actually didn't.
Are you saying glam rock's going to come back?
It's very possible.
Oh, no.
But okay. I seriously see that Obama is basically just the sacrificial lamb for the next party.
Maybe.
Well, let's face it, no matter what affiliation you are, it's going to go back and forth. That's the healthiest way to do it. It's this fault. It's that fault. It's this fault. It's that, you know, so.
Well, he has a chance right now
he's on top of the world. He's just got all on his plate.
The entire country behind him and most of the world. We're not quite to where we were on September 12th, 2000.
I mean, if you
face of the earth was behind us.
Yeah, if you can't succeed with the majority of the world seemingly behind you, then you're not going to ever.
Yeah, that's what Bush had on September 12th, 2001. Bush had he had me wearing an American flag pin on my coat.
Oh, okay. that when he came out there with the bullhorn and the speech, that was amazing. That was awesome. Everybody was believing in it.
Yeah, but apparently, then he went to Iraq, and then he went to another country.
Exactly.
You know, like, we've been attacked by Germany. Quick, let's roll our tanks into Brazil.
It drifted, yeah.
Damn Brazilians are looking at us the wrong way.
Well, the one thing that a lot of people are going to miss about George Bush is the shit that he screwed up, man. Let me tell you.
Well, John Stewart might just go out of business. I mean, what is he going to do now?
He's going to go out of business because of George Bush. I mean, a lot of them, all they had to do is kind of just sit there and point.
Bill Maher has already moved on to religion again, so he's ready to.
I'm watching TV right now, and Keith Olbermann just looks kind of sad. Actually, he just saw, Meanwhile, Fox News, you'd think it would be bad for Fox News if they love it, because I mean, remember Fox News came about during the Clinton administration. They're at their best when they have somebody to bash.
Yeah.
And they've had 8 years of having to shore up this crap.
Bill O'Reilly is twiddling his thumbs waiting for something to happen. Now,
Bill O'Reilly waiting for the next culture war to start. Wait for that war on Christmas to start. Happy holidays, Bill, wherever you are.
But here are some of the things that we're going to miss about President Bush.
That the only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your
I don't know what the hell that is. That's
wow, we're gonna miss it.
I get it.
He does a great Kennedy. He does a great Kennedy. It's amazing. On his own, he sounds like crap. But when he does Kennedy, he could
have sworn. I'm glad to have some clarification on the spirit self thing, because I was worried.
Yeah,
I
get it. Hold on. Just
the only thing we have to fear.
He's playing the Letterman thing. It just
it's fear going. Itself and spiders and the dark and.
Hey, Johnson.
I'll be in horror now. It's Christ.
In your shoes. And
the thing we have to fear is fear itself.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
That's just confusing.
How facing the United States is that we have to be right one time. I mean, 100% of the time. It's hard for me to why that was the case. Just take my word for it. Just seems like I was here yesterday. I was. Anybody here got four kids? Three kids? Got four? Four. Three, okay. All right, all right. I don't know why I asked that. Oh, I know why I asked it.
The best way to defeat this enemy in the long run is to deny them the recruiting tools that are and recruitments made possible by resentment.
I'd like to stay here all day, but I gotta go to Vegas. Tell them about what goes on there, stays there, or something like that, you know. Thanks for coming. Be seated. Thanks for coming. Welcome to the White House. Thanks for coming.
He didn't like the way the cotton shirts that he wore absorbed, you know, his bodily fluids. Last night, Jeb and I had some crabs.
Look like members of the 1972 Miami Dolphins. Dan Marino and his really dynamic wife. TV star. I like to mountain bike. I like the little country western music on my iPod. I think the Japanese people are going to like the taste of U.S. beef. Matter of fact, I had a good slice of beef last night. I can see Laura begin to grimace a little bit. She said, he's getting awfully windy. Texas term. Let me... you know, I'm serious about it. There would have been a deficit, but there wouldn't have been the commensurate the kick to our economy.
Are you having burritos for lunch?
Where's my burrito? Okay, that's enough of that crap. But
so the guy wasn't the best speaker.
And my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I know that human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
I love that one. I know that human being and a fish can coexist peacefully. My favorite one, though, I wonder if they're going to play my favorite one about the OBGYN. That is my absolute favorite. Have you ever heard that one?
No, I don't think so.
Let's see if you can play it.
And America needs a military where our best and brightest are proud to serve. If you're a single mother with two children, which is the toughest job in America as far as I'm concerned, and you're working hard to put food on your family, where is our children learning?
Good jobs for getting out of business.
Oh, here it is.
Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across the country.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. You fool me, you can't get fooled again.
And the can't get fooled again. Wow!
And we won't get fooled again.
Man. That should have been right at the end of that. But okay, so the guy, yeah, I mean, that aside, yeah, that alone, see, wow, that's contagious. But it's going to be something that's missed by a lot of comedians who, you know.
Well, here's the thing about President Bush. He won two terms of office not because of his foreign policy, not because of his ability to lead, and definitely not because of his ability to speak. He won two terms of office because he has that everyman charisma. He just has that ability to connect with the people the way that a lot of other presidents didn't. And Obama
does. He does. Yeah.
The same damn thing.
He can talk to people like they're human beings, and it's connection. So.
Yeah, and it's not – unfortunately with the president, it is not what you can do. It's how you can do it. It's
right.
You can make people believe that you're going to be for them. So
you got to be the morale boost of the country.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, even, you know, I know I'm in the minority, but I really don't think Bush was the worst president. But if you lose the faith in the people, then you lose the faith of the country, and then it all goes to shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hopefully, like I said, the most positive thing is people can be confident and not be afraid to spend money on gas, even though it's costing them an arm and a leg, and they're not afraid to go on vacation again, and they have jobs, and they can at least know they're secure. So, let's hope that happens.
Yeah, I'm sure it will. I'm not sure it will. I'm seeing more people. Yeah. I just don't know. The State of the Union is just completely in the shitter right now. So I don't know what's going to happen. I mean, I'm personally looking at a possible layoff at work. I know you are having a hard time finding a job. A lot of
the school board here is on the chopping block. My dad might have to go into a whole different. I mean, he can probably still stay there. He's been there so long with his years built up. But my father's a teacher in Lee County, Florida, and it's still in the crapper with every form of management of the school board, with people getting themselves raises, mind you, in the upper authority. But yeah, he might have to switch a whole different subject to teach that he hasn't taught in 30 years. And why? Just because they're bar minimum of the amount of teachers. It's a shame. It's
you know what the sad part is? I just signed up the other day for classes, and what do I want to be? I want to be a teacher, and they are probably one of the lowest paid professions out there.
Although that being said, as far as vacation time goes and everything else, it's a good gig. Weekends, holidays. But yeah, I mean, it's finding the right school board that you can trust and not screw you over.
Exactly.
But yeah, it's nuts.
With the Bush administration, that was completely a bunch of crap.
Yeah.
But the one thing with Obama that I noticed is that there were all kinds of celebrities coming out and seeing it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the Democratic side of the celebrity, area is huge. I mean, Ron Howard, that's all he wants to do now is make political statements. They did a whole Happy Days spoof, I don't know if you saw it or not, where Ron Howard reprised his role as Richie. And, why did I lose his name? That's horrible. I shouldn't forget his name. Henry Winkler came back as the Fonz. And they did a little short about, who you voting for, Richie? I mean, it was really stupid, but they put all that money into it. And Tom Hanks, you know, he was at the inauguration, and they're speaking out, so it's a huge deal.
And Sam Neill was there, too.
Oh, yeah, I think he actually was so happy when Obama won the election. We have some recordings from that night, don't we?
Oh!
Look at that. The man isn't even from this country, and he's such a He's such a supporter of the American way.
Think about Obama's inauguration speech. Yeah, me too.
Yeah, honestly, at this point, I'm kind of happy it's over in a way, too, so things can just calm down, and we're like, all right, he's president.
President, now. And you know what the really funny thing about all of this is?
Bruce is gone? Oh.
Well, yeah. But there is such a everybody is just so concentrated on Obama as being the first black president, and that's a great, great honor. And it really is. It's good that we finally have broken down that race barrier,
mm-hmm.
but yet we're throwing it up so much more and keeping racism alive by
doing it.
Yeah, by over.
Thank you. That is my problem with it. And you know, yeah, I'm gonna do the cliche. I have tons of African American friends who feel the same way. It's when things get hatred or when things just be like, why are you sitting with your white friends and not the black kids in the cafeteria? Why do kids still separate? Well, that's just common, you know, people feel comfortable. But yet some people find that offensive, both white, black, Hispanic, whatever, that there's segregation. But at the same time, if you want to make it a big deal that a black man's president, then you're doing – it's kind of hypocritical.
Yeah.
It should be about, you know, what he is, not, you know – I've heard people make the points. It's a good thing he's half because now he can play both sides. It's horrible.
I agree with you. It should be about what he does and what he represents, not what the color of his skin is.
Right. I mean, that just sounds so hypocritical when people are like, yeah, it's because this is what it's all about right here. Well, I guess it is, but it shouldn't be.
You ask the average white person, why did you vote for Obama? Because he's black. Like, that's not a reason to vote for somebody.
There were African American youth in my dad's place of where he teaches, and like, you know, these kids aren't old enough to vote, but what they hear is that, you know, we're getting that black president, and a lot of African American youth were dancing around singing this ludicrous I believe it was ludicrous, but rap songs where the lyrics actually say Obama's going to paint the White House black, and they actually thought he was going to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not kidding. They actually thought, when is he going to do it? I was like, oh my goodness, jeez. But yeah, I mean, it's that kind of mentality that
America has lost sight of what it means to elect a president. Personally, I voted for Obama not because of the fact that he was black, but because of the fact that I think that he was the best person for the job, and I think
that's the right reason. Yeah,
I think that's what it should be about. And good luck to you, Mr. Obama. That's all I can say.
Yep.
And with that, that's pretty much going to wrap it up for us this week. Short show. Make sure you check out awesomebadness.com. And we're just stumbling around this week big time.
Sure.
Good God, what's wrong with us? Make sure you check out awesomebadness.com throughout the week for tons of great articles. And
special guest next week.
Yeah. Check out The Abyss next week for a very special co-host. And, yes, Scott will be back eventually. B, I don't know. I think we're about ready to shit can B simply because the son of a bitch can't keep his internet connection going. But make sure you check in next week. And until then, thanks for tuning in. And we'll see you next time when you're stepping into this. Well, there's got to be something better we can say at the end of that.
Stay American.
Stay American, everybody. Wait, isn't that a rip-off of paper?
I guess so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, good luck. Pretty much keep track of SNL. It may not be funny anymore.
Badness.com. Copyright 2008. If you have any questions, comments, or advertising inquiries, please email us at contact@awesomebadness.com.
That was wonderful.
Bravo.
I loved it.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away.
Hey, boo.